from the beginning of the second period until the mission of the whole casing. Ισμά, με είναι σε μήνυμα η γέφτη. Ράβο μα μισά στην συνέου, σιμούλα μα μισά στην ξύλα. Να δε είδε, γιατί κόνε καχόνι. Δε του ενδύσιο οι καρέσεις του Βάιρο, so she has to wait 3 months. Τι μου χωδόσει, until she is able to get married. The reason is to be matrin, to be able to be matrin, in their addition, in their achieve. Because if she gets married, let's say, within 3 months, and then she conceives, so it will not be known whether the child is a Bentes Ravishin or a Bezai Rachel. So that's why she has to wait 3 months and Nimuchadoshim, so the blood is mixed. So that's the reason for the Chachon Mamisaki, because of Achrona. But that's only time, I mean, it doesn't affect the din. In other words, the din is that Isha has to wait, Isha has to wait 3 months even if she kept having the children. I mean, she still has to wait 3 months. The question is, So then you have a very strange thing, okay, two loshim b'schot racha. So, v'zu asuro v'zumuter, v'zumuter. So since you say that it has to be reckoned as of the ksive, now, suppose that there is loshim b'schot racha of one person, and he went overseas, and the two gittin the same day. But one get was executed, let's say, a long time before the other. And then, according to Shmuel, that we have to reckon Mishas Ksive, so then people wonder. They know that they both received the gittin the same day, and still one woman gets married before the other. So, Omalei, people understand, because they'll see one has this man, let's say, of Halav Nisan, and the other one has this man of Halav Iriya. So maybe they'll know that the reason is why one is allowed to get married before the other. And we don't have to be chesish. Now there is a loche of get yoshi. Get is passing the Rabbanon. In other words, what is the get yoshi? Get yoshi means if the Baal was mishyachis with his wife between the ksiva and the nisina. So then the get is possible. Why the Chachon mishyachim if the Baal was mishyachis with his wife between the ksiva and the nisina? So then it is possible, because if it won't be possible, sometimes, let's say, if it's mishyachis, he might have it with her, and she might conceive. And then let's say the ksive, let's say, is out of the nisen. So, but the nisen took place later. And then she conceived of him after out of the nisen. And then when people see that she is mitrashes, and they see that his man is out of the nisen, they'll all say, they'll commit laws against her. And they'll say that she lived with him after the gerushin. She lived with the nisen. So because of that, the Chachamim said, So because of that, the Chachamim said that if there is yichud, between the Ksil and the Nisina, so then the get is possible. Let's get yours. Now, Shmuel says that we count from the Ksil. We count from the Ksil. And Rav says that we count from the Nisina. Now Tani Kabo says the Rav, Tani Kabo says Shmuel. Tani Kabo says the Rav, השורי הגט לי אשתי נשתה אשתיה בגלל הגימו חדושים כי שהיא הגט לי אותו צריך להמציא גימו חדוש so in other words, that's like Rav that we have to reckon the three months that we reckon that of the Nisine even though there was three חדושים interval between the Ksivan and the Nisine but he has to reckon three חדושים as of the Nisine הוא גט יושני חי שישים שער נשיח את אימו So the halacha is that we have to count from the Nisine. So it's not because we are Cheshi Shem or Yisyachet. That's not. But we have to count from the Nisine because of what reason? Because they shall reign with Shtei Noshim Bechot Arachas who are Surah Bezum Atarev. That's the reason why we have to count as of the Nisine. Not because we are Cheshi for you. Because if we didn't see them being Yisyachet, so then we don't have to be Cheshish for Yichud. So this is how Tesha explains it. Kukiyosh HaChesh, Pirush, Afo Tisha Tzricho Lahamtis Vishragoshim. So it doesn't mean, Tichal Shino Shemo Bisich, Kach, Yod Yoleo. So it's not because we are afraid, maybe he will be Boreleo. And the whole purpose of the Kimu Chodoshim is to be Mapsing. Now if, let's say, he'll be Boreleo, so what kind of a proof test will it be? So it will not be a test? No, that's not a reason. Because we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe they were Messiah. Alright, so that's Tani Kavot Seyid Rav. Tani Kavot Seyid Shmuel. Hamash Lishet Lishtey. Vom Alei Al Titnei Lo El Lachah Gimu Chadoshim. Mishenos Mo Meteres Mos Miyah. So in a case where the Nisina took place 3 months after the Ksile, so immediately after the Nisina she got married. Why? Because the Gimu Chadoshim commence immediately after the Ksile. We'll get Yoshin Yechayishishin, Sha'arei Lori, Nisiyachadimo. And we don't have to be afraid that, we cannot ask, how can she get married 3 months after the Ksile, which is only the same day after Nisine, but maybe he was Nisiyachad, so then there will be no test. Whether it's Mebailo or Ishmael Mebailo Sheni, the answer is we're not cheshish for them. Yet the Ishmael Cheshish are really Siachid. So maybe it will be a good test if she gets married 3 months after the Ksive, even though it's on the same day of the Nisi. Now Rashi says, Nidat HaMashlish, Mosa HaGet Lisholish, Kedil Gal Shebe Yisev Yom Chodoshim, Vihu Olach Lidar. So Tetsa says, פירש את אינטרס והוא הולך לדעתי, ובכי מן פירשקי, אלא מה יראה אפילו בעיון, אינו כתב בייס על משהו של ריבוסי, כי אף על פי שהוא בעיון מוצר את הנושא נייד, ויחי שם נגד יושת, ובי אינו כתב שלא יפי ריבוסי, אף על פי שאני בעיון, צריך להם תשמי שלוש, בקרה שתאז, והוא הולך לדעתי. So, some say that Russia means the rule of Dati, because if he's not all of Dati, so then we are afraid maybe we'll be judged. But then there are many cautions against Russia. But last time we said that we don't have to explain it that way, that Russia should be used, that if he is Benir, so then we are Cheshish, Shemon is Yachid. Shemon is Yachid. No, we're not Cheshish. But Russia holds like the Ram, that actually in every case of the Get, where there's a discrepancy between the Zman of the Get and the Zman of the Nisine, so then the Get is possible. And the only reason is why, by this he's not going to the Tayyam, so it's kosher, true, the Gemara says because of the call, but the call is not the call goal. It's not the call goal. So in the way, it should be possible. But Mishim Urgune, the Ram says, Mishim Urgune, so that the Chachamim say that it's kosher. So in the way, the Ram says, that is only Shaya, by Ketapon Netayam. So the Chachamim had to be made. Chachamim had to be made. Masha'im came, if it's not the Ketapon Netayam, was possible for the husband to give the gift. So if it is possible, so if it is possible for the husband to give the gift, to give the get to the Isha. So then the Chacham will not make it. Then it's not a time of Mishum Yidin. So it's not worth that the Imuk then, as to the Nisine is for. Except when, and even if it's Nisal the Shliach, so it's for. Except by Vitna Avonim the Yam, so Mishum Yidin Akul Rabbah. That could be Rashi's time. Rashi says the Ruach HaDarkei. Because if it's Ruach HaDarkei, so then it's like Vitna Avonim the Yam, so the Chachamim will make them. But if it's not Ruach HaDarkei, so then the Chachamim will not make it, and they move the Mesem Nisine is for. Right. Now, the Gemara says, Rafopi Rabune. So first the Gemara said, Tani Kavos the Rav, and also Tani Kavos the Shmuel. Now, Rav Kano, the Rav Pato, the Rav Ashe, Ad Mishat Ksir. Rav Pato, the Rabune, the Rav Yeshua, Ad Mishat, Ad Mishat Ksir. Vihilchese Mishat Ksir. Vihilchese Mishat Ksir. Now, many Gemores, as Rishenim point out, so Vihilchese Mishat Ksir was not mentioned. Vihilchese Mishat Ksir was not mentioned. And because of that, so since it was not mentioned, Vihilchese Mishat Ksir, so true, it's time to watch the Rav, time to watch the Shmuel, but it's still has to Rav the Yisur. And this is Yisur. So maybe what is Rav say, Mishas Nisine? So maybe the past is Mishas Nisine. Because Ruch has to Rav, Ruch has to Rav the Yisur. Ruch has to Rav the Yisur. However, there is Baskins like that is Mishas Nisine. But the Rosh points out that the Rav did not have the deal say about the more either. He didn't have the deal say. Vilchase Mishat Ksir. But still he passed with Mishat Ksir. Oh, Rabbah says, well, he did not tell you about the Shmuel. He doesn't mention. Because of the Chen Vilchase, who draw a smui, no more pot at Yilchase Kishmuel, or time when Vilchase Keral the Yisur. The Eli, the Rafote, the Rabune, the Rabbah, the Yishua, the Yuna, Meroye, Basroye, Abdi Keral, ויש בורים שכוסף בהם והילכסה משעת כסידה ומשמע תרבה אותה שנגיר את הישי מאחה שלו כוסף ביוחד זאת אומרת שאיף תרבה אותה שדת גיר את זה דן דרוי דין אותה שדת רבה אותה אבל ראש שדה זה משמע תרבה אותה תדנת את זה גיר ובהילכסה משעת כסידה הם סתיר את פחת משעת כסידה so yes, מה נשאר? if you didn't have the גיר את זה if you didn't have the גיר את זה משעת כסידה so you should pass it right out בסדר סתם ישראל but in all of but the ובכל אשכנס וצרפת says מי העגוב משכנסים את הרב why? Because they didn't tell the deal that משכנסים את משכנסים so ממילא זה יענק משכנסים now the Rambam passes that is משכנסים שערו במשכנסים and the Mechaber also passes that is משכנסים but then the Ramor passes like the Rosh he says that it's משכנסים in other words and we don't tell the deal that you have to משכנסים so that's the stack of the that's the pshat of the Ramon, in other words, the Mechaber Pasnos that is Mishat Ksive and the Ramon Pasnos Mishat Ksive. That's why among Svardim, so a woman who gets divorced waits only 3 months of the Ksive and among Ashkenazim, so a woman waits 3 months of the residency. Now, the Rif, regarding the Machlokes between Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, as to whether the Baal whether the Baal is Peiris until the Nisine or the Baal is Peiris until the Chsime so the Rif mentions a Shittas Hagenim which he rejects but the Shittas Hagenim has to be explained he says Ike Mandoma Yurkati Kerabiechen that Zman the Chachomim or Misakim Mishum Yishomi Chatova Chachim but not Mishum Peiris. Why not Mishum Peiris? Because Yishu Baal Peiris Ashas Nisim. Vike Mandoma, Tulkas Mikir Rishlokish. Yoma Mishas Tzir. And there is a Mandoma who says that Allah is like Rishlokish. Who says Mishas Tzir? Why? Why are the Gaelim who say that Allah is like Rishlokish? To the Kaimelon, so there are Vishayim also who pass like Rishlokish, Baal Yito. So here, the difference is, the Balito passes like the Shlokish because the Russian of the Yerushalmi is that Rabbi Yechanan is the one who said Mishat Peiris. That Rabbi Yechanan says that Chacham Mishak is Mishat Peiris. and the Shlokh is the one who said, Chacham lo mitachin b'amish v'shem l'chacham b'asachitei. And the Leila, he explained, this is what the Yerushalmi said. So he explains the Yisruch and the Gemara that away. That's what they say, Yisruch, the 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 Yisruch, that's the Balayitah's time, so the time is because of the Yerushalmi. However, the beginning will pass like the Shlokish, they give it differently. To the Kaimel of the Yisruch, the Yisruch, because we pass like the Shlokhi that the man is pure. And if he's pure, so that means that the vow and pure is only after the fear. So that's all sitting here. In the relationship between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Bonham, so then we call him, when we say Sive, we mix the writing of the text. But when we mention the relationship between the Shlokhi and Rabbi Yechanan, so whether it's the vow is pure, until the Sine or until the Sive, so there we use the expression Sive, but it means Chassid. So, Tirchat Yerushalmi is all Mishach Chassid. So in other words, the Baal uses the right of the theory as of the Chassid. Why was the Raya? Why did he say like that? Kedikai Mu Miyim Gimu Chadosh. Because we say, Vihil Chassid Mishach Chassid, so the Chesed Mo Gimu Chadosh is reckoned as of the Chassid, Samer Yitzaraya. So maybe it's a raya that the Baal has peiris only after the chsine, as it's called, but not after the chsine. So the Rabbi says, "Volav milti, the rotem liyem meimisai meinu liyem biyichot al milti, vichiven, vichiven misyachet imo mishat chsine, meinu mishat chsine." Abu rotem liyem peiris, mitzakein et al milti. Die Rabbi nun jetzt nur bekennet der Chassid, sie kann nur vorkast bekennen, meine Gade, was ich will, Leute. Hier ist der Chor kam und ein Chai über den, und ist okay. Und schmarrt mir die Juchat, dass ich noch nicht so paar Kehre, dass ich das nicht finde. So ich sage, what bearing has the Dean? Auf Juchat, wenn ich das Chive, und ich habe in den Linien, auf Juchat, auf Juchat, auf an der Question ist, whether the Baal is bearing after the Chive, after the Chime, or after the Chine. There we say, Juchat, wenn ich das Chive, und ich Juchat, I reckon, as of the Chive. Why? Because they are the whole reasons why she has to count 3 months is not to be matching the derivation of the Zarashani. So maybe as soon as he accepted the get, he's not going to be misyachid with her. He's not going to be misyachid with her. In other words, one is not allowed to live with his wife if he has the intention to divorce her. Certainly, if the get is already executed, so he's not allowed to live with her. So maybe if the get is already executed, so then we don't have to be chishish, maybe he was misyachin with them, maybe she'll be misaveret from him and they'll say mitot, you don't know. Because there is not going to be any yichud. So that's why we are meaning shaktiz, what bearing to the test, and the question as to whether the peiris, and the question as to whether the peiris is, whether the baal's peiris up to the execution of the get, up to the chsine, or up to the chsine. That's the risk kasha against these days. Now what is the shaktiz? I mean, what chayav did I mention? What chayav did I mention? So the pshat is as follows. I mean, that's the plain meaning in the game. The game holds the truth, the chachomim omisakim, dimu chadoshim, in order to have a test of askon. So that's the time. But we are not at liberty to determine whether the word yichud, not yichud. There is a chomet. So in other words, so we have to wait 3 months as of the gerushin, even if we know that the husband and the baal were divorced. It doesn't make any difference. Suppose they have been separated for 10 years. And then she receives a get. So she has to wait 3 months after she receives a get. Receives a get or after the get is executed. Even though they were separated for many years. So that's the chachon. So why do we say that Hilchasem Mishach Tzire? If there is a chachon that is, we have to count of as of Gerashim. So anyway, how could the Minyan commence? How could the Minyan commence of the Sivir? Why? Because there is no Yichud. Now suppose we know we were separated and there was no Yichud. Suppose we know we went to the Tayyam and there was no Yichud. Still we have to count as of the Gerashim. So how can we count, how can we reckon as of the Sivir? So the game holds that as long as there is a Chalisa Gerashim, if there is any, if the Gerashim is effective as to any matter, so then the minion of Gimu Chadoshim, which is Midrabonon, can already commence. But the minion of Gimu Chadoshim must commence
as of the moment when the woman was divorced. Divorced doesn't have to be, she doesn't have to be divorced totally. As long as she is divorced in regard to something. Now, I mentioned last time the Titus Reed. So the Titus Reed says that the reason as to why, according to this logic, so the bow loses the right to the period as of the remains because we apply the principle of fate of the summa chocolate. Now, it doesn't mean it's a simple application of a bias being of the summa chocolate. First of all, there are many Amahoim Machelik and Abai. And most Rishonim don't even pass in like Abai. I mean, the Talmud has to pass like Abai in the summa chocolate. Because most Rishonim pass like Abai, say that it's of the summa vazo. So that means that this Shayet, whoever, the bow is perished. After the Chimus Haget is stolen, the Machlekes is in Abayim and Rabaseh. That is Tavra that is stolen. So it seems, according to Rishlokis, that the Baal has no right to pay it after the Chimus Haget. So even our leader, the Rabaseh, who rejects the whole Halachah of Idol Vesum of Zohar. So we also say that the Baal has no right to pay it after the Chimus Haget. And then, how is the Chayek to apply the Din of Idol Vesum of Zohar at all? Yet it's a chayim. So he couldn't say Idol Vesum of Zohar. True, the Gabi Peres is exclusive. But is there a special derashon with Gabi Peres? What is it? You have two derashons. One derashon for the Isha to get married, and one derashon for to divest the bow of the Peres. The fact that the bow is divested of the Peres is a result of the derashon. So we have to consider a derashon in its entirety, whether the derashon as a whole is a chayv of exclusive, and derashon as a whole is a chayv. So maybe we could apply the principle of the Osim Zomalek. So why does the Titus Reed say, the reason why it's what he says, that the Baal has no peers after the Chsimus Haget is because of the Osim Zomalek. So there is a special Tachon. There is a special Tachon of Tachon. Since the peers itself, that is whose, the fact that through the Gersh, the Yishe acquires the peers until she is divorced. So the Baal has the peers in the Lachon. And then from the Gersh now, she acquires the peers in the Lachotin. She acquired the Peres and the Chosin. So Mamele, regarding that, it is Chus. This is one incident of Gershon, which is a Chus for the Yishin. So Mamele, the Chachonim won't be Sakei, that the Aloche of Hidup, the Shumam Sukham, where the Zohar should apply. And even according to Rabate, here there is a Chonis Chachonim, that we should say Hidup, the Shumam Sukham. So it is special Chachonim, that we should say Hidup, the Shumam Sukham, where the Gabi Peres. Why? Because this fact that the Isha acquires the parents as a result of the Gershon, that's a schus incident for the Isha. So regarding this incident of Gershon, of acquiring the parents, so the Chachom Mamitakim, as they should say, is of the Summa Zohar. So that means that the reason as to why Rishloki says that the vow of no parents after the Summa Zohar is because regarding parents, so the get is held retroactively as of the Summa. We got a parent. It's not how it got anything else in the world. Of course, the Isha is a Misha Shishmi, the Raise. And if someone is born also, it's Chayu Mise. And she's a Misha Shishmi, the Raise. The Gershon takes place only at the Rahman and Misha. But we got a parent. We got the acquisition of parents by the Isha through the Gershon. So the effect of the Gershon is retroactive. So in other words, the Gershon is how. If a Misine Saget is ultimately realized, so that means that Ligabe Peres, the get was effective, the Halita Gershon was effective retroactively, as of the sin. So that means that Ligabe Peres, the Gershon took place already. It took place retroactively, in Matreya Yitzchak. So that's why we can say that the meaning of Yimuch HaDoshim can commence as of the sin. Because two, there is no Shoshe of Yichud. But that is not enough, there is no Shoshe of Yichud. Suppose they have been separated, so there is no Shoshe of Yichud either. There is no Shoshe of Yichud. So it's like Kodesh Chachomim, whether there is a Shoshe of Yichud can be or not, she has to wait 3 months. The Shirim of Yichud, not that's only in the background of the Tachonim, but that's the Kodesh Chachomim, that she has to wait 3 months. And the 3 months must commence as of the year. But it doesn't have to commence as of the chaleis, as of the total chaleis of the Gershon. As long as there was a chaleis HaGershon in respect to one matter, so the meaning of Yimuch HaDoshim, which is only the Rabbon Zika Aloche, can commence. So in Meile, that's the reason as to why
the Gemara says, the Yilchus says Mishas Ksive. Why is Mishas Ksive? Because the Mir has to commence as of the Chalik Aviyash. And as of the Chesime, upon the Chesime Saridim, so then the Gilash is already Chal with double Pir. So Mir the Mir can commence. So that's why the game say, so it's a raya that we pass in to the Baal of Pirish only after the Chesime. Alright. I hear the very difficult in mind. So there is a machleket. There is a machleket in Rav and Shmuel. Now Ksuve, Shmita is not the back cancel the Chiv of Ksuve. But if somebody borrowed money, and then the Shmita comes, so the Chiv is canceled. The Lady doesn't have to pay. But Ksuve, so Shmita is not the sum. So when can Shmita begin to be subject to cancellation by Shmita? When can Ksuve be subject to cancellation by Shmita? If there was Tivke, what does Tivke mean? If part payment was made. And also if there was Zofe de Mule. Now what does Zofe de Mule mean? Now there is that the Mishnah Shviz. Is there a Gemara Brochet with the Mishnah Shviz in it? No? Or a Mishnah Shviz? So any alboy, below, whether it was a new bishtar or a new bishtar, so Shmita comes, it cancels the debt. It doesn't have to pay. That is the alboy, below, hakofas hachanus, in mishamet. Because if somebody bought merchandise on credit before Shmita, he bought $1,000 worth of merchandise on credit, he didn't pay, then Shmita came, so Shmita intervened, he still has to pay. So the chiv of hakofas hachanus, Shmita is not Misham. However, if Zofid Milveh, the Mosul Milveh, if he converted it into a Milveh, so then it's not Takov Chalut, then it's a Milveh. So Harim and Misham. So then it's Misham. Now the same thing is true of Chasov. If somebody needs the worker, let's say, and he has to pay him for his services, then Shmita came, it's not Misham, he has to pay him. But if it's Zofid Milveh, so then it is Misham. Now, what is Zokhir Yilve? What does Zokhir Yilve mean? In the Gemara mentioned so many times, Zokhir Yilve. What is Zokhir Yilve? What does it mean? Now, so there is, there are two days in Shulchan Aruch. It's a machlokes the Rosh and the Mordechai as to the plain meaning of Zokhir Yilve. What does it mean, Zokhir Yilve? So, of course, if you translate it literally, in other words, Zokhir Yilve means, Let's say, Shimon worked for Ruvain, so he was a worker. So he worked for Ruvain. So Ruvain became a chuyev, let's say, $100 for the services of Shimon. So it's not a chiyev of Ruvain. But then they say, now this $100 I owe you for the services, let it not be for the services. Let it be a Ruvain. But what does it mean, let it be a Ruvain? In other words, that would be just semantics. What does it mean? Who would be a Ruvain? What does it mean? He owed him before the $100 for the services. Now they say, they agree, it shouldn't be for the services, but it should be by way of a new one. So what does it mean? So, there is... $100 for the services. Now they say they agree it shouldn't be for the services, but it should be by way of a new one. So what does it mean?
So there is Samazayan, Simen Samazayan, Yurus Alvoy, Sech Mishu. Hakobat Sifidal, Hakobat Hanu, Here is the Konoba Mono, important study, Ebi Shamed. The Nidok Volo Zinu Ve Mishamed. Kasochi Ve Mishamed, Nidok Volo Zinu Ve Mishamed. So, the Ramote, Unikre Skite, Unikre Skite, when it is considered Dok Volo Zinu Ve, Misho She Kobo Le Zman Lutor, Tu Ve Oroch Shere Kashoret. So what Dr. Mirve, when they agree upon a specific day, when to pay? The common is malutron. So that's one shot. Two of us are sorry. The Haitian man, the mitzvah kife, miyat shekotav dipinkotei kol hachez miyat. Anyway, the practice in those days, I don't know whether it's still practice today, but I think today every item of merchandise that is sold is put in a ledger. But apparently it was a practice when in those days that, let's say, somebody bought, let's say, a small item on credit. So he didn't know something. And small piece of paper, but he didn't put it, you know, in the ledger now. So, but he bought on a small piece of paper, he made an occasion. This person bought it for 50 cents. Then he buys again for 50 cents. So another piece of paper, and writes, you make the notation for 50 cents to go. Then when it accumulates, let's say, to $10, all the pieces of paper, so then he puts the total in the ledger, a big notebook, and there he puts it out. So that's Dr. Nimiru, according to Mora. So according to the two in the world, Dr. Nimiru is Nisho Shekhovani's Maui Boy. And according to the Mordechai, and the other same also, who agree with the most high and the other same way agree with the Lord. The same are equally divided on the child. So it means when you put it down in the pink. Now what's the significance of the pink? I mean, what difference is there in putting it down in the pink? So at first, so the same says, first let's say, I'm here to accumulate to a certain sum. So you just put it down on a small piece of paper. But when it accumulates a certain sum, then he takes notice of all the money, of all the merchandise that was bought by a certain person, and he finds out the total, and then he puts it in his leg. So that's Dr. Emil. Now, so we have to understand, what does it mean? What does it mean, because of the pinches, and what does it mean, Mishor Shekovali Zman Liporek? Now, according to the two and the horse, and that's the sheet of Moses, that Dr. Emil that means, Kovali Zman Liporek. So in other words, they hold that the whole aloha of Ashvi's Ishmikenu Nitashto, the Shvi's Kenzel Zeh, applies only to a Chayv of Yishai. Now let's say law. What kind of a Chayv is this law? In other words, I borrow money from somebody else. What does it mean I borrow? Somebody gives me $100, he lends me $100. I take $100 and I promise to repay. That's what the law means. I take $100 with the promise to repay. So it is chayv. It is chayv that is based upon atmoy. He gives me money, and if I mishayv just like that, so shimen yusabal, it's not effective, unless there is a king of sugar. But what if one says, if I make a promise, I'll give you $100. So there is no legal obligation arising. But if somebody gives me $100, and I promise, I'll repay the $100, so where there is a matmoy, then my promise, and my promise is to pay is based upon the money that was given to me, so then a legal obligation arises. But how does the legal obligation arise? As a result of what? As a result of my kindness, of my promise. So in other words, when the Torah says Vashemite, it's not only Tashto. So this aloha of cancellation by Shemite is limited only to what kind of a faith the Chiv of Yitzchayim. Not the only other faith, but the faith of Chachochia. It's not because of this family, it's not because of this virus, and suppose I will not vanish, somebody works for me, so I have to pay, even if I didn't vanish. And so even my hayir and mishikho de hayir, so even the shoes I have to pay. The question is how much I have to pay. Because I think it's a real law. I mean, so, but I have to pay. I cannot pay, well, you did work for me, but I didn't never promise you. So if somebody does work for me, I have to pay him, whether I promised or I didn't promise. So that kind of a thing, Shmita is not the Shabbat. Shmita is only Mishamei, a chay that is big, that originates in Yitzchayim. Like, how what? But the chay that is not, that does not originate in Yitzchayim, Shmita is not the Shabbat. So Mera, Hanuz, Chasochia, Shmita is not the Shabbat. Now, the Yitzchi holds in three, the Shmita is Mishamei, Hanuz, and Chasochia, so that the Yitzchi holds, Shmita is not the Shabbat. But the Rabbanim, the three times, they all, the Shmita is only Mishamei, only one kind of chay, what chay? Chay Balboi. So what's the peculiar characteristic of the chay Balboi? In other words, the chay that originates in Yitzchayim. Yitzchayim, all right. So Shmita is only Mishamei, the chay of Yitzchayim. So the Yitzchak Socher is not the chay of Yitzchayim. So Shmita is not Yitzchayim. However, it's Yitzchayim Yure. What does it mean Yitzchayim Yure? So there was the many other things. In other words, he made a promise to pay. He made a promise to pay. He mentions man also. Well, I'll soon discuss why did he have to mention cover his man also. But it means, in other words, he made a promise to pay. So then, what does it mean? He made a promise now. He would say, if the Shimon worked for Uvein, and he earned for his services like $100, so Uvein became Mechuyet to pay $100, Chasochet to Shimon. Then they agree that this Chasochet, this $100 that you owe him for the services, should be converted into a loan. What does it mean to convert into a loan? It means that the one who is Mechuyet to pay $100 for services, who is Mechuyet to Balabai, he is required to pay his pay on Shimon $100. So he said as follows, I owe you $100 for your services. I am paying you the $100. You know how I am paying you? I am assuming an obligation, I am misguiding myself to pay you $100. So that is Chayrus, his Chayrus is considered Kesef. Many of the same say that one can be misguided from Misha with his Chayrus. So Machlokes is the right word, the Chayrus. Actually, it's too much to say that that's set in English. I don't know what that's set, but that's set. The sugya of Molenka Mashkenenka. So today is the paper, since Machlokes are Rashi and the Raya. So the teacher of the Raya is that one can be Mikadosh and Misha is Yitzchayim. In other words, if instead of giving her, say, a bath, or giving her a quotient, so he'll say to her, he won't give her a penny, but he'll say, I am Yitzchayim myself to give you $100. And he says, Yitzchayim to Bichal, I say, to take the thing into quotient, to the Yitzchayim himself. In other words, that's not to your food that has been eating nothing to that. There, when you more accept the food, should have eaten nothing to that, it means if he's in cabbage, he's into that. But here it means he's in cabbage with his highness. But in order to accept his highness, so he gives the thing into that. So then it comes to the highness, he comes to the highness. Or if you like the star, what can his highness tell by lighting the star? It's highness. So you like the star, have any his highness work, And then he says to her that he should be related with that seller that he was Mishkai himself. So the Raya Shiki means that she becomes a great. Because just as Shtachid Achirim, you can be Mishkai in it. So let's say, if Shimon owes Reuben $100, and Shimon gave Reuben a promissory note of $100, then Reuben takes this promissory note that Shimon gave him, and he gives it to the Isha and said, I have to be related with Shtachid Achirim, so she is related. So you see that in order to become a great, she doesn't have to receive concrete money. Even if she receives shibuli, not a ketzer ben, it's an opening gerashe. So Mir Rai says, what difference does it make? Whether Shimon owes Reuben $100 and he gives Reuben a promissory note $100 and Reuben, the Baal, takes and he comes to Isha with that promissory note, says Mir Rai, even though the Isha doesn't get any concrete ketzer, or shibuli, or if Reuben, instead of giving Shachit Achirim, he gives his own star, he's mishayim himself $100. They don't permit that. The Rajbo holds no. The Rajbo said no. Shachim da'achirim, so then there is a Nishinah's Ketet, because it's wish. In other words, he turns over the Keset. His Keset that he owns.
He has no relation to the Keset. So he must give a Keset that he owns. It must be his Keset. He must give Keset, his Keset. So Shachin Dachin, so he owns Shibuli. He doesn't own it then, it's a good thing, but he owns Shibuli. Shibuli owns him $100, so he owns Shibuli. So that Shibuli transfers to the Nishim, there are some medicine records. But if he doesn't transfer any Shibuli to the Nishim, he just is hiring himself, so he cannot be Keset Kinyan. So that also the Rajma Shite is that he cannot be Mishalosh and Nishim, he is hired. Not because his hiring is not Keset. If Shachin Dachin is Keset, so the Chayim should also be Keset, what's the difference? But it cannot serve as Keset Kinyan, because the Kinyan you must turn over money that I owe. Shachin Dachin, I owe the Kibbutzim, Shimon owes Ruben $100, so that Shibbutz of $100 he owns, it's his property, the Kibbutz. So he gives it to her, but if he is Chayim himself, so it cannot be Keset Kinyan, because he has to give his Keset to her, to give her this.
But in essence, I mean, going back to what
we
were saying before about the
Rajpur,
one second.
So, the Rajpur is also made there. The Rajpur certainly is made there that it's higher than Keset. It can even serve as Keset Kinyan. And the Rajpur is higher than Keset, that one cannot be Mishal and Nishe with the Chayim Sakura Nishe. It cannot be Nishe, let's say, Karki, Gut and Keset. So it is higher with Sachid Achir, and it can be Nishe Karka. But it's higher than Sakura and Rajpur. So in other words, according to Rajpur, it cannot serve as Keset Kinyan. But Keset it is! It is Keset. So the mayor is Keset it is, so he certainly can pay his debt with Chayim. He can pay his debt. Now let's say, if Ruben owes Levi $100, if Ruben owes Levi $100, Ruben is Levi slave, and Shimon about $100 from Ruben, and Shimon gave his promissory note to Ruben. So Shimon can take, let's say he has to pay the debt that he owes to Levi, so he can take the promissory note, Ruben can take the promissory note that Shimon gave him and give it to Levi and thereby pay the debt that he owes to Levi. So how do you pay the debt? With Shibuli? You don't have to pay debt that way with cash. With cash at the end, you can pay with Shibuli. So maybe if you can pay the debt with Shibuli, you certainly can pay the debt with his child, even according to Rashi. The Rajpur Shite is only that his Chayim cannot serve as Keset Kinyan, but Keset it is, so maybe he can pay his debt. Yes, what is it?
If that's the case, you can certainly pay a chayit with his chayit, just as you can pay a chayit with Shibuli. So in other words, I mentioned before, if Ruben owes $100 to Levi, but he is the creditor of Shimon of $100, and he has Shimon's promissory note, so he can take Shimon's promissory note and give it to Levi, and thereby pay off the debt that he owes to Levi. So in the same way, let's say, if Ruben owes Levi $100, so he can take, he owes Levi $100, so then he can take and execute the shtar and be mishayel himself $100. And with that shtar, whereby he mishayel himself $100, he can pay up the old debt of $100. Just as in the case where Ruben owes $100 to Levi, and he's the creditor of $100 of Shimon, and Shimon gave him his promise to know, so Ruben can pay out the debt that he owes to Levi by turning over the promissory note, Shimon's promissory note to Levi. And the same way, if Ruben, let's say, borrowed the new Valpe, he borrowed the new Valpe from Levi, and he has to pay it up. So he can pay out the debt. It's agreeable to Levi, of course, Levi doesn't want to get paid that way, so it cannot be paid. So So it's Zachary Zachary, they cannot pay me back. So ladies and gentlemen, that you should get cash. Not sorry, but it is agreeable to lazy. So Ruben borrowed the real debt from lazy. So and if it's agreeable to lazy, so Ruben can pay up the debt. That the $100 that is the owed to lazy by executing the stab is private to lazy. So he gets his private of $100. He will pay up the old debt. So then what will it become? It will be a new debt. The old debt that you will pay is up. Let's say lent $100, let's say some time ago, 5 years ago, you lent $100. The new debt. So he owes him a debt, the new debt of $100. Now, if it's agreeable to lazy, Ruben can pay up this old debt by executing the salary higher than $100 and give it to him in payment of the new debt. So then, the old debt, the new debt will be paid up and the new debt will be formed. And the old debt is paid. How is it paid? It's higher because it's higher to get it. It's higher to get it. So even according to the Rajbord, it's not service as a senior. But as second to the lawyer, it's a service as a senior. It's not service. But as second to the lawyer, it's higher to serve. Of course, if lawyer says, I don't want this kind of payment, of course, you cannot pay. So because it's our head that, let's say, that Balfay is the payment. So in other words, you cannot pay me the bull yet. And then we hear that the bull yet isn't get it. But there are certain ways how he has to pay. So he has to pay with kesef. With kesef there, not with the money. But if it is agreeable to lazy, then Ruben can pay the old debt by being misguided himself. So then the old debt is paid up. The old debt is paid up. And a new debt is formed.
How does
it form?
Yeah.
By being misguided. Wait, suppose he didn't owe him. He didn't owe him any money at all. And he would like to be retired himself already. Suppose he never borrowed any money from me. And he's right to start. And he's right to hire his child for later. So, if we start, we can assume obligation. So, if we're saying there is no debt of $100, so he writes here because he started his child. And with that started his child, he pays up the old debt and the new debt is for. Now, so it's not that case. If he writes his staff, his private, that he can pay out the old debt. In other words, as long as with his private, if it is established that with his private you can pay the debt from the debt, you can even with his private of our pay, you can pay the debt. But of course, his private has to be halved. His private has to be halved. So the melee, so what does that mean? Say that covenant is mandatory. Covenant is mandatory. What do you mean covenant is mandatory? It means a new promise is made. A new promise is made to repay the old debt. So what happens as a result of this new agreement of the new promise? It means that the old debt, the lender pays up to the mouth. How does it pay up? By assuming a new obligation. So the old debt is paid and the new debt, a new obligation arises. So that's not the new. So why do they say silver coal is malleable? To say, a new promise. Why does it say coal is malleable? So the answer is, since it's malleable, the same thing, same $100, so no new story, but say, the old debt was a new pay, and now you're executing staff, so then there's a huge double. So then, the old debt can change and be converted into a new debt, because there's a huge double. Before they were, it was just a new okay, now it's a new Levi Shtar. It's a new Levi Shtar. So there's a Chiddush Gomor, some Mele, that can be changed from the old into the new because of the Shtar. But Hengi is the new obligation that he assumes is also okay. So then it's not how. I mean, there's no Chiddush Gomor. So it's not how. But he specifies a certain man, so then this man is the Chiddush Gomor. So Mele, you can so a new kind of how. Otherwise, let's say if you don't give me stuff. Now before I owed him $100, let's say I owed the worker $100, he worked. And that was not the chayv of his kindness. That was the chayv for service. Then I say to him, this chayv for the services shouldn't be the chayv for the services. I'm paying you by assuming, by promising you to pay $100. So that's how, because If he doesn't set in his mouth, so then there is no way to go. So never left all, he owes him his own for $100. So just because he with his wish, he says, it should, from now on, it shouldn't be $100 for the services, it should be $100 of his hire. And $100 for the services is paid out. So that's just a mention, he will go to his own. But anyway, if he specifies in his mouth, so that the finish of all, so then his hire is how, and the thing is otherwise, he's a queer anyway, so his hire would be how. But because there is something new, in other words, he specifies in his mouth, in his mouth payment, so remember the new is hire is how. And this new is hire is how, so remember the old thing is paid up. And what the rise is? You have. But let's say, in the case where he didn't start, now that's making the case. Let's say, if there was, let's say, someone owes the Sophia for his services, and then he didn't start on the money he owes him for the services, even though he will not mention in his mouth, so then for his office. Why? Because then there is a case of the change from Alper to his staff. So you will be star, that's the son of his over. But if I say you don't give him star, and you just say the $100 I owe you until now for the services, from now on shouldn't be for the services. It should be a favor of his time. And I'm paying you. So and with that thing that I'm assuming now of $100, I'm paying you the old debt. So the time is not even how because there is nothing new. There is nothing new. Alright now. So we see. One second, let me. I want to see this. Now, so according to the two and the horse, and most of the case, the meaning of Dr. Newman means that he paid the debt. How did he pay the debt? By being his highest in you. By assuming the new obligation for the same amount of money. So in any way, so it's his highest is getting. So he paid his own debt. So the new debt, so the old debt is paid up, and the new debt is formed. The new debt that is formed, what kind of debt is it? That is the title. So merely, it's subject to cancellation. Alright, now, that's the shot in the beginning, we say, it's not in the new name, which means it means, call it Malipol. Call it Malipol, or not some star, I mean the same thing. In other words, so they hold, that's actually what is subject to translation by Shmita only in the Hebrew Christ. How holy is Christ? No other Hebrew is subject to translation by Shmita. But in Dr. Newman, so then it's converted into the Hebrew Christ. How? By assuming a new obligation, he thereby pays out. Get. So he thereby pays out the old debt, and the new debt is formed. So the debt. The debt for services, the debt for merchandise, it's paid up. It doesn't exist. What is the new, what's the nature of the new debt? The nature of the new debt is the debt of the child. Right. Now the law of how it says, it's not really new, the meaning to put it in the ledger. What does that mean? What's the significance of putting it in the ledger? So, she holds that there is no halakha. And Schmidt is in Shami, that's the same as the child. Schmidt is in Shami, is in Shami, all things. Don't make any difference. It's becoming all of it. So then, what? So why do we say that until the grocery man puts it in his ledger, so he is not in the moment he puts it in his ledger, so he didn't come. Now, the smart explains it in his head that when someone buys, that was the practice in those days, maybe it's still a practice, I don't know, I'm not familiar with it. Of business people. So let's say when a person buys a small item, so then and he gives it to him on credit. So the storekeeper has no intention to make demands and to collect the debt until it will accumulate a certain sum. So that's why when he buys one small item from this business, he puts it on a small piece of paper, he shouldn't forget. So he puts it on a small piece of paper. But he still has no intention, the grocery man has no intention of collecting it, of being given. It's not in the result. He has no intention of collecting it as yet. Then another item will be bought, another dollar, another item, another dollar, is to accumulate the pay to $10 or $15. Then the grocery man decides, well, it's time now to collect. What is here? How long? Then, when he decides that he's already accumulated the sum which is to be collected, will then put it down on the ledger. So I mean, the ledger is not a local, it's not a ledger. I mean, the ledger is only a guy that he's already made up his mind to collect. So he's saying to his body. In other words, when Shmita there is a loche, the Shmita is only the shaman in Chayim that he's saying to his body. Now, the Kodesh in it, in Makkah, and we pass the most the same path, like the Roshim, that I'm bound that Chavei Elah Eta Shonim, and this Shmita intervene, to Rechem Tashonim, to Shmita in Makkah Shabbos. Why? Because since the death was made, the Baal Monik was in Gilead, so when Shmita comes, it's not even to be collected yet. So it's just to the following thing. So that's the following thing. Otherwise, it has to be immediately bombing. If it's not immediately bombing, so then, if it's not immediately bombing, so then it cannot be, if it's not immediately bombing, so it's less to the following thing, so Shmita is not the same. And even the Russian is more. So that now the Kabila Shami Shmita is a better, so it's because also it's religious, because after 10 years, it will be an Israeli government. But if it is not an Israeli government, then there is no Schmidt. Schmidt is not a Shabbat. Schmidt is not a Shabbat. So it's a loche, it has to be an Israeli government. And if it's not in it for the year, if it's there, it's a Hebrew boy. If it's not in it for the year, so it's not canceled by Schmidt. So the mail, not that the chib of Shafoki or Shanim is distinguished from the chib of Avoy. No, the same thing. Shmita is the chib of Avoy. But whether it's a chib of Avoy or a chib of Shafoki or a chib of Shanim, it's only if it's able to go. But if it's not able to go, it's not. So maybe by Chav Shanim, until it is not renewed by Jews, it's put in the ledger. It's not able to go, it's the goal to earn, there's no intention of collecting the ledger. If you accumulate a certain sum, then it will be a new result. So it's not, so the reason why Allah has the Chayim of HaKobot Chalut is not subject to the very fact that no, it has to be a new result, but Chayim of Boy also it has to be a new result. Like I'm always Chalil at Hashanim, so if Shmita comes, intervenes before the Hashanim, so then it is not the Shami because it's not in it. Because it's not in the Greek government. What is it?
Something to be done. So the same, he engaged the same person. So when he did a little job one day, so he didn't put it in the ledger. So he did it. That was the practice. And you know, I'm saying the practice is, let's say, the practice is to put in the ledger. In other words, the ledger. Ledger is not important. In other words, if there is intention to collect it immediately, so then it's not the control of the ledger. Yes?
And he said,
of course, about
the
deed is only the son of the whole person that they find the title. Yes. And then the whole father was trying to say that they find the title. 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 So if you borrow money, so that means when you borrow, what does it mean you borrow? When someone says that, I want to borrow money from you. It means, give me money and I'll pay you back. That's what borrowing means.
That's it.
But see, the legal obligation will be realized, but it would be a studio of Mishnah. Then we'll be able to take it, of course.
same way like woman doesn't pay the money that he borrowed.
He
pays his highest too, but it's not based. It's not necessarily based upon his highest. Because then now look at Havira, for the Havira Shalom, they also must pay. The question is how much must he pay?